Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Lee Branham. Lee's back on the show. That's right, that Lee. Lee is the principal of the organization called Keeping the People Incorporated. He's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, also Re-Engage, and also Keeping the People in, keeping people who keep you in business as well. And he's our good friend, Lee Branham. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So you're starting to pick up on the fact that Lee's an expert at helping us keep our organizations running on all cylinders, engaged, having engaged employees, happy, productive teams, et cetera, et cetera. Lee, it's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas.
And what would be a good Christmas message to give to employers today?
Well, I think it's a good time to take to heart the Christmas Carol. You know, I always watch the one with George C. Scott this time of year.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I think is the best. And think about the choice or the decision that CEOs have to make. You know, what we have to make is there's a tough decision. Do we give stuff to our employees in hopes that they will give back?
Yeah.
Or do we say to ourselves, well, if we give too much to our employees, they'll take advantage of us.
And when you say give, you're not just talking about like a Christmas gift either, right?
No, I'm talking.
You're talking about benefits and.
I'm talking about everything.
Yeah.
If I give emotionally, if I listen, if I go around and show that I care.
Right. If you cut them some slack when they have personal issues, that kind of thing.
Exactly. In other words, if we're generous, you know,
right.
Some CEOs, and this is very real, their concern is if I give too much time to my people, if I give too many benefits, if I give time off too much, they're just going to take advantage of me.
And you know what? They're correct when they say that, because sometimes they do.
Well, that's exactly right. So you've got to, first of all, say, well, are we hiring the kind of people who will take advantage of us? You know, and put a lot more effort into hiring the kind of high-quality people that won't do that, because there will always be a percentage that do that. But I've been studying best places to work and the kinds of companies that appear in Fortune magazine's list of 100 best places to work in America every year. And they have a philosophy, and it usually comes right from the CEO, that if we give to our people, they will give back, which is not necessarily why they're doing it, but it works out that way. When people at work feel like they are being given to, for the most part, it makes them want to give back. When they feel like they have been rewarded, they feel like they have been listened to, when their ideas are taken seriously, they want to give back more in terms of discretionary effort on the job, which is what we call employee engagement.
That's the perfect story, the perfect scenario. It's not 100%. It's not automatic. But here's something that I've learned about that, and I've gotten some peace with all that in the last few years, Lee. That I sort of came to this conclusion in contributing to people that I felt needed help. I did something one time for somebody, and it turned out they were kind of scamming me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I had to decide?
What?
That wasn't going to change my attitude about helping people, because what happens with my gift, what happens with my benevolence, with my generosity, what happens after it leaves my hand is above my pay grade. That's the attitude I have. I'm not going to change who I am. I'm not going to change my attitude about people. I'm not going to have somebody rob me of my spirit toward others that it's on them. And the truth is, it's not for me to decide how it impacts the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been doing that, I've been really cool with whatever I felt like doing, even if it didn't always look like, you know, you'd like to think that every nickel you give is going 100% to make somebody, you know, happy, wealthier, wiser, and et cetera, but it doesn't always happen. You just kind of say, you know what, I can't help it. After it's out of my hands, it's out of my hands.
Well, that's exactly right. What you're doing is you're choosing faith over fear.
That's right. That's right. That's what I mean by above my pay grade. It's in God's hands after that. That's kind of the way I feel about it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. The book is called 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Also, Re-Engaged, How America's Best Places to Work. That's that research he was talking about, folks. How America's Best Places to Work Inspire Extra Effort in Extraordinary Times by Lee Branham. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.